720 WGN. We've seen too much of it. The latest example is the beating of Tyre Nichols in Memphis. The family's attorney, Tyre Nichols' family attorney, is Tony Romanucci. And Tony, you're a Chicago guy, right?
I am a Chicago guy. You bet. I grew up in Chicago, went to school in Chicago.
I couldn't watch the whole video. It's too much for me. They put that warning on the video for people like me who won't sleep for weeks on end after seeing something like this. I got a few questions. There are reports that those who watched the video analyzed it, and the five police officers shouted 71 orders at Tyre in the 13 minutes between stopping him and taking him into custody. Things like, show us your hands, when they had his hands in theirs, or they were, get on the ground, when he was on the ground. They're aware they're on camera. They're wearing body cameras. Are they saying that, hoping that that excuses their behavior? Or how do you explain that?
That's a lot to unpack there, and it's a very good question, because first and foremost, to your point that you just made, confusing and compound commands are an absolute no-no when it comes to police orders or directives. It's typically very clearly stated that you do not give anybody who's in custody or potentially going to be in custody confusing or even overlapping commands, because the risk is that they're not going to understand them. You're supposed to use a very even tone. It's supposed to be one person giving commands, and they're not supposed to be overlapping. Now, the fact that they realize that they're on camera, look, that's hard to answer here. I mean, they know that they're not only on body-worn camera, but if they didn't know that there are skies in the eye here, or eyes in the sky, whatever you want to call them, that's their issue. I mean, they know as police officers that they're being monitored. So they should always be on good behavior. And what I mean by that is they should be policing legally and constitutionally as opposed to against the law as they did here.
Well, that was my concern, that somehow they knew they were on camera and they must have thought they could get away with it, which is frightening. Steve Bertrand is here. He's got a question for you.
Mr. Romanucci, we learned today that a sixth officer was fired and is under investigation. Preston Hemphill is his name, who was apparently on the initial scene but not at the second scene. And I'm just wondering if you have any information as to what it is that he might have done that led to his being fired or being under investigation.
I do have some information. And when I first saw the video along with the family a week ago today, we heard his comment initially in the first encounter with Tyre. And he was the officer who said that he hopes that somebody stomps his ass. That's after Tyre was able to run after he was being unnecessarily pepper sprayed. So I certainly see this officer's words as an ignition to the unlawful violence that was unleashed upon him during the second encounter. So what I'm thinking here is that this is the modus operandi of this Scorpion unit. Clearly, they knew that they could stomp on people and that their behavior would be tolerated, or what we called ratified behavior. It would go under a blind eye. So it's very concerning, and I would like to see even more people being suspended from the police force and ultimately being terminated and charged for their ongoing failure to intervene and render aid.
So Hemphill was at the car initially when Tyre ran away. He said, I hope someone stomps his ass.
That is correct.
Was Hemphill in a position of authority over the others?
So we don't know. I can only tell you what I have heard is that he was in a superior position. I did not say he was a supervisor, but our understanding is that Hemphill was in a superior position from the other officers. So if that's true, and his command, whether it was a command or just even a comment that I hope someone stomps his ass, would be considered an order.
Tony Romanucci is Tyre Nichols' family attorney. He's joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. What about the two people who were there to render aid, who did not render aid, who have been relieved of their duties?
Same thing there. When we observed the video, I mean, the whole video is appalling, as you pointed out. It's difficult to watch. But when you consider that after the severe beating that he took, how many minutes it took for someone to actually render meaningful medical assistance to him. We don't know what was happening during that time. We did have a second autopsy performed at our request, and our medical examiner did confirm that his injuries were consistent with a severe beating. If he took significant blows to the head, he probably sustained a severe traumatic brain injury, which ultimately could have led to organ failure and be causative in his death. So you can see how important it was to get medical aid to this man as soon as possible, as opposed to just, you know, milling around as they were doing.
Is there any hope for meaningful change?
There always is hope, but it has to happen. I mean, we can't just keep talking about it. You know, our voices need to be heard in Washington. Now we know that the president and our own Senator Dick Durbin have reached out, and they're trying to revive some form of federal police reform. And I think that's our best path forward, where we have some uniformity, where all the states have to follow certain rules, as opposed to always leaving it up to the states. We have to set some rules in place. My goodness, probably one of the first ones. I mean, there are so many, but think of how helpful it would be that it would be a crime, or it would be immediate termination if an officer did not turn on his body worn cameras. That's a very important piece of information, not only for the officers, but for the community. So there are so many things that can be done here to prevent these senseless acts.
Tony Romanucci is Tyree Nichols' family attorney. I'll tell you, two different types of, I mean, we hear a lot from the people who listen to this radio station. Some last week were thrilled that the police officers were charged immediately and dismissed from their role as police officers. Others were saying that it happened quickly because they, too, were black. Now, yet there are other people saying, well, how can it be racist if it's black on black? Can you address any of those issues? Because I find them difficult to address.
Of course. I think what we have to do is take a step back and look at what Shelby County did, looking at the lessons from the past. We don't need to even mention George Floyd and the horrible suffering our trauma endured after the violence of George Floyd. And look, I'm not going to criticize Shelby County for what they did. They did the right thing, because so far it's worked. We have had relative peace in this country as a result of their actions. They're taking ownership of what happened, acknowledging the egregious mistake, releasing the video, charging the officers. I can't say that this is because the officers were black, because it's not. The video is clear. And when you compare the video, what you saw in video, to what the rules of engagement are for police officers, the charges are appropriate. This is, you don't need a years-long investigation for this. It's clear. It's good video. And no, I'm not going to blame this on the police officers being black. This is what should happen.
Can you also tell me I've only got like 30 seconds left, and I know you've got to go as well. But was the traffic stop, was it unsubstantiated? There are conversations about that as well with the police department.
I agree. I don't believe anything about him being a reckless driver. I don't believe anything about him about resisting. I don't believe anything about Tyree reaching for a gun. I don't believe anything what the officers are saying. That's a justification. It's a defense. It's an excuse. It's a way for them to, accept what they did. And so I don't believe any of it.
And is there any video that supports that thought?
There is none. And even Chief Davis has specifically said she has no evidence that he was behaving in a reckless manner before that.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.